Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would love to be part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode number 28.
Wow, 28.
Coming out of hibernation.
Yeah.
All right, it's been a while. I think it's been October since we last podcast.
And we've been a little sick, but...
We're just coming out of our sickness.
But we're doing better.
So what has happened since we last podcast?
Oh gosh, a whole
bunch.
We
were still in the other house.
October, yes. And...
We moved.
In Sugar Land.
We didn't move to Sugar Land.
No, we were in Sugar Land.
Yes.
I got done with my Waco 70.3.
That was a whole year before that.
That's October.
You didn't do Waco in October.
Oh. Gosh. Fine.
You are a
Time
year
goes by
off.
So fast.
We didn't even go watch it in October. So we moved.
In October?
We moved in November.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Back to the Med Center.
Yep. Right here by...
So much better.
Museum District, Med
3 minutes from my work.
We got the Bayou system that we can ride our bikes on and run, right? We can pretty much run anywhere around here.
Yeah. We can walk to Bar and Grills. We can walk to food.
Isn't that what a grill is?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we had, then in December, crash, bam.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We were T-boned.
T-boned.
In a big...
Right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas. T-boned, car ran a red light.
We were so in the middle of our green.
Did not even slam on the brakes.
He just kept going.
Yep. And so we got hit, and then the force of...
I was driving.
And the force of it hitting us pushed us into another car in the other lane, who was someone that happened to be driving a brand new car on a test drive. So...
Yeah, at least it wasn't a Tesla.
No.
Ooh!
So we had to do that. Kaylin was all crunched up in her seat, but she was fine. She hit her head on the window, though. The side
that was
window.
Scary.
Yeah.
It makes you think about life.
Yeah. And then the guy tried to drive off.
Yeah.
And so there was
he had insurance.
There was a bunch of people that stopped.
He was a young punk.
Including me. We stopped him.
He was going to dentist school.
Yeah. So if you're listening, hi.
Yeah.
So anyway, then we had Christmas.
Right.
And in our...
Here.
In our...
Med Center.
And then we had a freeze. A couple of them.
A snow.
Oh, snow. Yes, snow. We had snow.
We so played in it.
Yeah, and we went down to the... Miller Outdoor Theater, where there's a hill and a bunch of people were sledding down there. And we are in Houston, so snow is a big deal here.
Yeah.
The whole city shut down. So we were off for like 2 or 3 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we were still training, but then you got injured again.
Yeah.
Your hamstring, the high hamstring.
The butt.
Lower butt, lower glutes.
And I've been overweight, and so I lost a bunch of weight, so that's definitely helped.
Yes, you lost how many pounds?
19
pounds. I lost about the same. So 15. Yeah. Just doing our training. But so every time you would go and start you would feel fine. And we'd take it another week easy on the run. And then you'd go out running. And then you'd go, oh, I feel really good. And then you'd take off. And then you'd hurt yourself. So we put a stop to that. No more running fast for Caitlin.
Yeah.
For Kate.
But also what helps is I think being overweight was a big problem. I will never get I will never try to be that overweight again. Well, I never tried, but I just didn't. We weren't training and doing anything for a long time.
Well, we were both injured too.
And then so I decided also, I figured out at my work, my chair, you sit all day long. And my back was like hurting and aching every single time I stood up to get up. So I finally got one of these stand-up desks on Amazon.
Yep. So you got that. So you stand for more than half the day now.
Yeah. And your back feels like 7 to 2.
So your back feels a lot better.
Major.
Yep.
So everyone, if you're having back problems, it's awesome. I look weird.
Standing up.
Yeah. But people are like, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
And then I got injured. My knees were hurting. And I figured out it was actually not my knee. It was my IT band rubbing across my knee. So I do these funny exercises that Kate laughs at me because I do them in the, I do them in the dark and she can see me standing up against next to a wall.
It's kind of creepy.
I'm just standing there with one leg.
Yeah.
Stretching it out. So that went away. Now I kind of have plantar fasciitis, so I'm working on that. So, but we're coming out of it. Yeah. We're coming out of everything.
And after, so we're training for triathlons. We haven't told you, but.
Well, everyone knows about you, what you're doing. I am.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm not. I am. No, I'm not.
I know. So, yeah, training for that.
What is it? Do you remember?
Galveston, half Ironman.
Texas 70.3.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Galveston, Texas.
So, I got my wetsuit. We've been training.
Yeah, you haven't tried it on yet, though. I just got it last week.
Yeah.
So we'll probably do it next week. I ordered my wetsuit. Mine will be here Friday. Oh, I am doing the Gulf Coast 70.3 in Panama City.
So we set up in May. Racecations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're bringing the dog.
Yeah, I'm so excited to go to Panama City.
And the wagon.
And watch John. And what do you say?
You're going to sit at the bar, the outside bar, and go, you got 2 more laps while you're drinking. 1 more lap to go, John. We'll see you in the finish line.
But no, not really. I wouldn't do that to him.
Yeah, we got a hotel that's like right on the run course, so you could just hang out there afterwards, have your own party with little Jimmy in his wagon. All right, so we've got up. So I guess that was about it. So
that's
now
it.
You're all caught up.
No, but
okay, as far as training goes, what have we been doing? Have we been doing anything different with training ramping up to half Ironmans? Even though this is really a beginner's podcast for beginner triathletes, it can just show you that you too can go up and ramp up.
Basically, I kind of like having this podcast because normal people, beginner people, you have all these life obstacles. You have injuries, you have car crashes, you have work, you have moving.
Mm-hmm. Holidays.
Holidays, and you can still manage to find time to train.
Mm-hmm. We have we are in a one-bedroom, one-bath apartment that has a loft.
Yeah.
So in our loft is where we've got our pain cave for our bikes.
Our bikes have their own bedroom.
Yes. And so we have 2 little TVs up there that we connect to Zwift on our bikes. So we go up there, but we haven't been doing it early morning.
I've started.
Yeah, you just started, but we weren't because we didn't know if the neighbors could hear it. So we talked to the neighbor.
Complaints.
We talked to the neighbor and asked if they've ever heard us
biking,
and they
like
said
a rumble or anything.
Yeah, they said they actually couldn't, and they're surprised that there's really sound doesn't travel through between apartments, which is nice.
Yeah, even when me and John are like talking to each other from the bedroom to the bathroom, we can't hear each other.
We're yelling across the apartment.
I know it's really good, good, I don't know, put together
sound
well.
Dampening.
Yeah, in this apartment.
So you did it yesterday or the day before for the first time in the morning?
Yes, it was awesome. So,
yeah, Thursday morning.
I have sleep problems. So I've gone back to morning workouts.
Because you can't handle us evening people.
The nighttime.
Working out.
Nighttime. Nighttime, you have a hard time cooling down and falling asleep. But some people are,
like
can
me,
work out.
I work out and I crash. I'm done.
I know. It's so weird.
You're still elevated and your heart rate's still going and you can't go to sleep.
I can still feel my head pounding and my heart pumping.
Maybe you should see a doctor for that.
Why?
Because that doesn't sound right.
I'm still going inside.
And when I work out in the morning, I just can't get going. And then I wake up about halfway through. And we've said this before. So
yeah.
I almost got her to be an evening workout person.
I tried, but it just doesn't work.
So she's going back to morning.
Yeah, I'm going through menopause problems, big menopause problems. So I found out working out in the mornings helps you sleep better at night.
For you.
For me.
Yeah.
Some people, I mean, if you want to try it and see, do nighttime, morning time, see, try different ways. I mean, I tried the nighttime.
Yeah, you did. Then you're up all night.
Yeah.
Well, I'm snoozing away.
And I'm still sweating.
All right. So back to our workout. So we've just been ramping up. We still, because of all the different things, still doing base training. And like I said, Kate is not allowed to go do like interval trainings for running right now. So she gets her intervals on the Zwift because she likes to chase people that pass her.
Yeah.
And then what's that laugh you do?
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
And then don't you like laugh?
Ha, ha, ha. Hopefully that wasn't too loud.
That's okay.
Uh-huh.
The AI will take care of it.
Yeah.
And then, so we're still only bike riding like twice a week, swimming twice a week, and running twice a week. So it's not like, you know, during the weekdays, it's an hour, maybe an hour and a half for each session. Then on the weekends, we do the long workouts, 2-3 hours for each event. Well, yeah. Except for the swim. We don't do 3-hour swims.
No.
But we did a, 70.3 is about 2,000 meters, just shy. And our pool is meters. And you swam. We did one of our training sessions, which was 2,500 meters. What'd you think about that?
I loved it.
And you don't like swimming.
I know. And so now when we don't swim, it's like, we need to get out there and swim. I just don't want to forget how to swim. Like even when we're done with the triathlon, the big triathlon training,
mm-hmm.
I want to keep swimming in the winter.
Okay.
It helps you lose weight.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And some of the people that were, when we're waiting for lanes to swim, they're like, you like to swim? You swim a long ways. It's like, that's really good.
They asked you that?
Yeah, while you jumped in already and I'm waiting. They're like, that's really good for losing weight. I said, yeah, you just keep your heart rate up. But then, like for me, sometimes I get lollygagging in the pool and my heart rate doesn't even.
And John's a better swimmer than me. So lately I've been really competitive. So I'm like, dude, he's like passing me. So I just use John as my, the little robot, you know, person.
The pacer,
just to keep up and make myself go faster.
Yeah, I usually let her jump in and do 3 links before I jump in so that we can at least try to finish around the same time, unless we can't jump in the pool at the same time. This last time we went swimming, though, I thought I hit your head.
No, hand.
I was like, that hurt my hand.
It was hand.
We collided.
Yeah, if you had my head, I would have stopped.
I kind of looked back underneath the water, see if you did, but you kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Because we swim in the same lane, you know, because we're married.
Yeah.
So it just works out that way best, and we figured out the good times to go.
And I don't want to share with anyone else.
Yeah, Because they have cologne on and you can smell them in the water.
Yeah.
How does that work? How do you smell people in the water when you're swimming? That is so weird. You're not breathing it in. You're not putting it up your nose, but yet you can smell them.
Yeah.
You can smell their cologne, huh?
Yeah.
That's so weird. If anybody knows, please let us know. Send us an email at john@addictedtotriathlon.com or kate@addictedtotriathlon.com. Our website's still up there.
I haven't been doing Instagram. I mean, I guess I can get back on Instagram.
Okay. You haven't posted anything on YouTube. Last thing I posted was our bikes.
We're slackers. I did a 40-mile bike ride today outside because awesome weather. And I thought about putting the camera on the bike, but.
Yeah. And what did I do? I stayed at home and ordered a wetsuit on Amazon. And I designed our kits for this racing season. So we're going to be orange people this year with our Addicted to Triathlon logo. So if you see us out there, say hi. and I put our names on it, John and Kate.
John and Kate.
So, yeah. So if you are going to go out to Galveston or Gulf Coast,
we'll be in the orange.
Are we going to wear our kits if you're standing out, if you're watching? Are you going to wear your kit during mine?
I guess I could.
I guess I could wear mine on yours too then.
Yeah.
And then we have our Addicted to Triathlon hats. Yours is pink, right? Is yours pink?
I think pink. So.
And mine's white.
Yeah.
So just say hi. Hey, and maybe we'll put you on the podcast. We'll do man on the street or woman on the street interviews. So we'll see. When is yours? Yours is?
April 6th.
April 6th. And I think mine's May 10th. So we will go ahead and do those. We're going to, like Kate said, we're going to do racecations. I'm going to, from Houston to Panama City, we're going to do it over 2 days just so we don't rush.
Yeah.
And then maybe have plenty of time to do check-in for me and find a restaurant to eat. We like to eat at Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
Instead of Italian restaurants.
Yeah. Italian. I like Italian. But
yeah. But you're not such a fan of pasta.
Yeah. It's mushy.
So, yeah, you'll have a little taco plate or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get guacamole or slices of avocado.
Yeah.
To get your fat in for the race.
Yeah.
And we'll get, there's plenty
Isn't
of rice.
Isn't that what I did before Waco? We had Mexican.
And then there's plenty of rice and beans for the carb loading.
But not too many beans.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this year, we have to practice our transitions on our watches because it has an automatic transition. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were like, my watch isn't working right because it had an automatic transition.
Oh, so that's why.
Yeah. So I got to practice with that too, since Kate bought me a watch that's like hers now, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Because now I ask her, what's your body battery at? And when she comes home from work, and I'm like, okay, you're not working out.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you can handle a workout today. Or in the morning, I ask how you slept. What's your sleep score? So we can check. But sometimes you feel better than what's on your watch, so then we go by feel.
Yeah, the watch isn't always perfect. But, I mean, a lot of times it is.
Okay. Next week, we will be going down to Galveston if the weather is nice. And we were going to do the bike course, not in its complete bike course, because there's part of the road at the beginning that there's really no lanes for bikes. So we're going to take a side road to go out to an area where the lanes open up on the side so we can ride. And we'll probably ride to the bridge. So if you've done that race before, you know what I'm talking about. We'll go to the little toll bridge and turn around. That'll probably be about 40 miles. And then we're going to run the one loop on the run course. So she can at least have an idea. As long as everything's
I want to go check out the water again.
Oh, you want to bring your wetsuit?
No. No. I just want to go look at it.
Go look at the bay.
Yes.
off its bay or whatever it's called.
The dock.
And then check it out and see, Yeah, where you jump off and where you swim to and where you come in.
Yeah, I want to go
swim. I mean, we've only gone there like 10 times to go watch it.
Yeah.
And you've been there like 3 times for me to watch. There was, they used to do the 5150, the Olympic distance there, too. But so you'll have a wetsuit for that. And you don't go out as far as you think you are. So you don't even go halfway across the bay.
I'm just going to try to stay with the pack.
Okay.
Which I never do. I always have like 2 or 3 people right next to me.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're going to be competitive, a swimmer, and then die.
No,
then
I'm not die going on to the, be a competitive.
Then you can't do your biker run because you're wiped out.
I don't think I'm ever going to be competitive in the swim. The bike? Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't be, you know, so windy that
yeah,
you're not going to come in.
I want to get going. I want to go fast.
Yeah. My bike is going to be nice. It's gonna, I think it's going up into the forest. So that'll be nice.
The forest. Oh.
It goes uphill. And then it goes, I think it goes through a forest and then it comes back downhill.
Nice.
Then you're at the coast. Yeah, that'll be nice. The run will be hot for me, for sure. People get sunburnt all the time. We always see them.
Yeah.
And on yours, people can get sunburnt depending
yeah.
on the weather. So we're going to, we've been, every now and then we go into the it's not, it's
well,
the
even
sauna.
If the weather is cloudy, it still could surprise you and you could be.
The steam room. We go to the steam room so Caitlin can at least try to experience hotness and try
yeah.
to get over it.
And I think if I get overheated, I will definitely go hop into the
ice bath?
The tubs.
At the end?
Yeah. Because I think last time it was some race we had and I got overheated
Cyprus.
And I started hyperventilating. So
that was Cyprus.
Yeah.
Though you hyperventilated at the end of Waco too because you were trying to go too fast.
Well, that's that. But I mean, for the heat.
Yes.
I don't know what the heck was going wrong on with me.
Yep. So we're just ramping it up. We'll go do that. Probably.
I just want to have fun.
Probably the week after. We'll try to go to Mammoth Lake and swim with the wetsuits. Even though it'll be cold a little bit, we can see what it's like. And then maybe we can do a run there too, like we usually do.
Yeah. That'd
so
be nice.
Swim and run. And then we'll come back and we'll do a bike ride on whichever day we don't go.
Right.
And we may go back to where we used to live because that was a nice bike course because we had all the hills. Plus, if you go early enough in the morning, there's hardly any cars till you get towards, you know, 11 o'clock. So, and daylight savings is next week. So it'll be dark early. Yeah. So it won't be light till later.
Yeah.
So we can. But we'll get out there and we'll do that. And we'll get our 56 miles in, maybe a little farther, see how we feel. And then on the run, I never take you all the way to a half marathon run. I always take you. You're going to do 11 miles maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
It'll probably be your longest run. And we just want to. And the nice thing about where we live is she can do loops and come back to the apartment and load back up on water or fuel, but I guess you're gonna wear the pack.
The vest, yeah.
With the water pack,
yeah.
The hydration pack. Okay. Yeah.
So, but I'm not gonna freeze it.
No, don't freeze it.
No, I'll just
put ice in it.
Yeah.
If it's
no,
hot.
No, I won't. I guess I could put ice in it. Yeah.
And then you'll go on your long run.
Yeah.
And I didn't go bike riding today because my toe was hurting. So I have a little problem with my toe every now and then. So we dealing with that. What else we got?
Not much.
What else is going on?
That's
anything else
it.
Going on?
That's a lot. What's going on? I think things are just kind of winding down now. Now we're just having fun.
Now it's fun?
Yeah.
Running's not fun.
Yes, it
is. Although I have been having fun running, I have to say. Yeah. Even that one day when I was freezing, it was still fun. Because I was going faster. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're losing weight. And I think after this, these races, we're going to keep working out and trying to lose weight before our November cruise.
November cruise. But aren't we still going to do another a sprint triathlon or something?
Yeah, I think we can look into it.
Or we can look at October Olympic to keep motivated and keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get to relax on the cruise in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dog can't go on that one.
No.
Sorry. Sorry.
We're going to California in May.
The end of May, too. We're going to go to California. Go visit my folks again. And then, by then, all the big races will be done.
Yeah. And then it's going to be winter again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This year has went by so fast.
I know. Today's March 1st.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that about wraps it up. A little bit short today. We're coming out of hibernation. So we'll be posting more often now as we get closer and closer to the races.
Yeah. Maybe John can just, what do you call it? You just upload it and not edit so much, not take so much time.
Okay.
Then it'll be easier.
Yeah, we did that before, but then there's stuff I always have to cut out. So we'll see. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. We'll see you next week. Talk to you next week.
Well, really? Okay. Stay addicted.
And try.